Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys, welcome back to the pod.
Queens, welcome back.
Having some technical difficulties over here, but I think we figured it out. So hopefully no more issues moving forward. Yes. But welcome back. It is that time of the year. Fashion month is almost upon us. And dare we say, fall is also... But fall is basically here, especially in Instagram world, I feel like, and social media world. We talk about this and it's kind of one of those things where you have to be in front of the trend. And I feel like there are still so many people on Instagram like, oh, it's like I'm still soaking up summer or, you know, wanting summer to last as long as possible. But I feel like this past week, my entire For You page has been fall, like sweaters, boots.
Like, unfortunately, you gotta be ahead of the season. Like, you really
as a
do.
Business strategy.
As a business strategy, like, obviously, plan your vacations whenever you want, like, whatever. But if you're going on a vacation, like, and you're gonna take content, you have to be ahead of the season.
It is definitely interesting, but I'm loving all the fall inspo I've been seeing on my feed, and I feel like I've been saving a bunch of things. And personally, I'm very excited because fall, I think, is my favorite season for fashion and styling and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready. And I feel like I also see a lot of people being like, well, I don't want to rush it. I don't want to rush through. Everything's always rushed. And I'm not trying to rush it. I'm just trying to have a longer fall. Because I feel like fall is also the shortest season. So it just comes and goes so quickly, where I feel like summer is here for months and months and months. And then it's like a blip of fall. So I'm not trying to rush anything. I'm just trying to soak up more fall, if that makes sense.
I feel it. I'm with you on that.
But yeah, it's still pretty warm here. We're in the 80s and 90s still. But
90 degrees, however, ready for fall. I'm like sweating, filming videos in sweaters.
Yeah, but it is what it is. So guess we can dive right in. This week's episode is going to be about New York Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week, just because it is that time of year. And I feel like it has slowly creeped up on us, but it's here. And like, there is prep that goes into it. So I feel like now is a good time for us to talk about it. And we have some other episodes too that reference back to it. But I feel like every year we have to update it because so many things change every year. So we'll talk about those in a bit. But do you want to share your current influence of the week?
Yes, my influence of the week this week. I've been like really into cardigans for... I feel like cardigans are such a good summer to fall transition because they can be super light. But my favorite thing I'm seeing is like little knit cardigans that come with like a bralette. And then I just got one from this really cute like intimates company. But it's so cute because you can like let it just like stay open, or you can button the first button and then it just like peeps through. Like there's like a little matching knit bralette underneath your cardigan. And I think it's so dainty and cute. And then I got another little matching mini tank top with a cardigan set from Revolve with polka dots, and I think it's so cute. So yeah, I'm super into cardigans, super into cardigan sets, and I think that's like the perfect transition outfit right now, because it really works with hot or cold.
Cute.
So that's my influence. What's yours?
My influence is Birkenstock came out with a shoe this year. They're called, I don't know if they're new or the colorway is new, but I've never seen them before. It's the Birkenstock Naples, and they're basically I've been seeing on people post and whatnot, it's basically an Hermes dupe. Just kind of like a loafer slide is what it looks like, but I feel like those like styled with a pair of like silk pants or just like cotton, just like trousers could be really mm-hmm. cute for fall, or even just like chunky socks for like a coffee shop outfit or whatever. I feel like they're super versatile, and I feel like all these brands too, they release these shoes in July, August, and if you don't jump on them basically immediately, they're sold out. I feel like UGG mm-hmm. does this too. Like UGG will release their styles, and then by the time you actually yeah. want them and you want to style and wear them in September, October, they're basically gone, and then you have to buy them on the second market, like StockX or something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whenever I see a shoe, like a fall shoe that I like from one of these brands, I buy it immediately, even if it's still kind of hot out, because I just know it's yes. one of those ones. And I, even this shoe, the Birkenstocks, I slept on them for a week, and they were basically sold out everywhere once I decided and went back. So I was like, I feel like I got really lucky, because I wasn't sure of the sizing, because sometimes it's like you can't tell if it's men or women's sizing. So I ended up, I thought they were men's because the photo online is a man wearing them. Like, it is a man's leg. So I was like, okay, oh. did the whole conversion, and then ended up realizing, I was like, wait a second, I feel like this is the wrong size. And I randomly checked my local Anthropology, and they had my size. They had like one left. I was like, immediately get in the car and drive over there and go get them, and I'll just return the other ones gosh. When they come in. So yeah. So I'm really excited about them, and ooh, I feel like they're going to be so cute for fall.
Yeah. Still have never owned a pair of Birkenstock.
Yeah, I feel like I love wearing them to Pilates, because they're so easy to cute. Slip on and on with the grip socks.
Yeah.
Wait, what shoes do you wear to Pilates?
I wear my UGG. I just wear my UGG slides.
Got it, yeah. That makes sense. Very yeah. similar. But yeah, I feel mm-hmm. like they're just so easy to slide on, and that's where I wear them most. Or just like running errands, super casual, if it's not like quite UGG season yet. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm obsessed, so I love them.
Cute.
Well, diving in to this week's episode, again, just talking about New York Fashion Week. We have a couple episodes where we have talked about it before, going way back, like 15, 16-ish, and then we have 68, which was probably last year. Mm-hmm. But again, things change every year. We want to like update tips and things. Platforms come and go. Agencies come mm-hmm. and go, you know. So yes. we want to try to give you guys the most up-to-date information that we know. And that we have. So mm-hmm. that's why we do this episode every year. You might think like, oh, they did this last year, whatever. But yeah, we like to update and stay on top of it, because I feel like every year it kind of evolves, both New York Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week. Like, I mm-hmm. feel like 5 years ago, Paris Fashion Week was basically for the elites. And yeah, just like, them. No, you know what I mean?
Just like went, like no one just went to go, but
and then people started like kind of trickling, and then we've seen more and more go, and then
yeah
I feel like more brands, even small brands, have started having events in Paris as well. So definitely a lot of changes over the last few years. So
yeah,
that's why we redo this episode every year. But we'll start with New York Fashion Week, because I feel like a lot of our audience probably goes to New York over Paris. But I feel like one of the most asked questions we always get is, how do I go to New York Fashion Week? You know, like, how do I do it? Mm-hmm. Do I have to be invited? Do I have to have shows lined up? And basically the answer is no. Basically the first thing that you have to do is buy your plane ticket and book your hotel and just get yourself there like any other trip. That's what we've always done in the past years.
Just go. Like, I feel like everyone thinks you have to be invited by a brand, and sometimes that is the case for like bigger creators. They'll like literally go with a brand, and that really just means like their accommodations are taken care of, and like they're promoting one brand pretty much like the whole time. But for everyone else, like, you can just go, show up, go to the shows. Like, I feel like the hardest part is just getting the plane ticket and organizing your trip.
Yeah. Like, I remember the very first year we went, I feel like was so chaotic. Like, we did not know what was going on. We did not know who we were doing.
Yeah.
But somehow we just booked the flight and booked a random hotel and found some girls to go with us. So that's another thing. Yeah. Is just network and try to meet with other creators. And maybe if you're not from New York, because we're not, post on your stories and see like who's going to Fashion Week and see if anyone wants to room together, split the hotel, like do any types of meetups, whatever. Like just DMing girls if you see them saying like, oh, going to New York Fashion Week this year, can't wait. Like DM those girls and just see like, you kind of have to definitely put yourself out there, but I feel like it's part of the experience and it's good practice and good overall experience as well to network and meet other people in the industry. But that is definitely step one, I feel like, is...
Yeah, I think it's so fun just being in like the fashion industry and like as a content creator, it's just such a good way to meet new girls and make new connections and like actually feel a part of it. I remember the first time I went, like I was like, for some reason something clicked in my head and I was like, oh, I'm in it now. Like I feel solidified. Yeah. Like I feel like I can do this. I feel like it was like a confidence boost and just good practice, honestly, overall. I think it's also like a good excuse to go to New York if you've never been and just like be like witness the chaos and magic that is Fashion Week.
Yeah. And the other cool thing too, I feel like, is we had no idea who was going, but once we were there and we were kind of in it, walking around, shooting content, we would run into so many other creators who were there that we had been following online, whether they're from New York or not. So that was also really fun too, because I feel like we have a few friends that we only see during Fashion Week time. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just when we meet up because we live on opposite sides of the country. So it's like really fun to build those relationships. Yeah. And then you can maintain them throughout the year so that the next year you can be like, hey girl, like I'm coming back to New York for Fashion Week again. Like, let's meet up or let's grab dinner. Let's shoot content. Let's, you know, whatever, split a hotel, whatever the situation is. And so I feel like it's just a good way to meet other creators in the industry and create that relationship if that's something you're looking for. I feel like that's one of the things that I feel like really gotten, like really benefited from, is just like meeting others in the industry. And that's like really, really fun and a really good memory. So yeah, step one is doing that. And then if you kind of want to plan, the website is just NYFW, so NewYorkFashionWeek.com, NYFW.com. And that's where basically all the shows are listed. Those are like the designers, like your American designers, basically. Mm-hmm. So like Tory Burch. I saw the funniest TikTok too, side note, where he was talking about the brand Ralph Lauren, and he was like, everyone says, like, oh, Ralph Lauren.
Okay, yes.
And
I
he
saw
was
this
like,
one.
It is not Ralph Lauren because it is American. It is Ralph Lauren, which I thought was so funny.
I know. I
because I'm like, in my head, I definitely say Ralph Lauren because obviously it sounds better.
Yeah, like, where did that start? That's so
I don't know, but he was
funny.
Just like, Ralph Lauren. It is American. Yeah. That was just a funny side note of a TikTok that I saw. But yeah, those kind of brands. Michael Kors. I'm trying to think. I'm like literally blanking right now. But Tory Burch.
Is Tom Michael Ford? Kors.
Yes. Wait. Remember. I feel like Tom Ford is Paris for some reason. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'm just like, wait, let's browse
Ford
really fast.
I don't know.
But yeah, schedule's posted there. And that's where you can see where basically the show, a lot of it will say though, like invite only, location, like undisclosed basically, but you can kind of figure out which shows are on which days. And then if you want to try to figure out the location and just kind of show up to the front and see like people go in.
It's kind of fun, like people watching. And also it's like a huge difference. We'll kind of talk more about the differences between New York Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week, but a huge difference between them is like New York Fashion Week, you can't really see anything. Whereas like Paris Fashion Week, you can like actually see the shows from the sidelines and from like the outside. But it's still fun to like people watch and be around where like the shows are, take photos, like again, just like be in the scene of Fashion Week. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I'm looking at the website now and it doesn't look like they have the actual schedule listed yet. They still have February up. So I'm curious as to when.
Maybe this week, because it's a week later than last year.
Oh, yeah.
I remember last year was definitely up by now.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel like there's so many brands that you would probably recognize that you didn't realize, like Brandon Maxwell, Christian Siriano's on here. Mm. Let's see who else. Theory, Kim Shui. I'm just like literally going through the days. Let's see what pops up. Alice and Olivia, Kate. Oh, yeah.
They always have like a cute presentation.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, if you look on the website, you can, you'll go and see and you'll be like, oh, I know, like Carolina Herrera, Coach. Oh, yeah, Coach is a good one. Tori Burch, Laquan Smith. So yeah, you'll see like all the main ones. Like Kors, Tom Brown. So no, Tom Ford. I think Tom Ford's Paris. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that should hopefully update soon. But again, there's also, there's obviously those like top designers, but then there's also mid-level designers. There's smaller brands. Like there's ones that I feel like that is just shows, not presentations. Mm-hmm. So then you have like the whole presentation side of thing. But side note, GPS radar that we have talked about on our previous podcasts does not exist anymore, which is so interesting because I thought it was such a helpful tool to have, and you could request invites through there. Smart. You could kind of see where what was going on, and like you could create your own kind of profile so brands could see who you were when you were requesting. So I'm very curious as to why they stopped that.
I know. I feel like in the past, like the year that
before, 1 year they was really good down, for us.
1 year was super good, and then I feel like it just gradually got worse and worse and, like, more janky. So I'm not really
sure. Like, they kind of let on anybody instead of filtering it. So then it kind of was like, well, there was a bunch of random, not that they weren't legitimate, but they were, I don't know, there was just no, like, filtering process, basically.
Yeah.
You could have probably put your own event on there, and people probably could have shown up. I feel like if you don't filter it, then it kind of slowly declines in quality, because I think people have this expectation of what you could get into on there. Like, they would have pretty big shows on there that you could at least request an invite. Even if you got denied, you could still push the request button, which was cool. But then I like tried to Google GPS radar and nothing comes up. It's like,
so completely interesting. Gone. It's gone. Maybe it would be really cool if they, maybe they're trying to bring back the exclusivity of like New York Fashion Week.
I could remember totally see that.
Like 2 years, people say that it's like gone downhill because it's like for everyone. And then I feel like last year or whenever we last went, it felt a little bit more exclusive. Like they weren't just letting like creators in, like you had to like actually be invited and you couldn't like ask PR brand, like I don't know, I feel like it definitely got a little bit more exclusive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're trying to build that back up again.
So definitely interesting that so if you do go back and listen to the other podcast, that is one of the major changes, is that GPS radar is no longer a thing, unfortunately. So just be aware of that. Another tip that is super important is, I feel like, putting it in your bio so brands can see that you're going, especially if you're not based in New York. I'm sure if you're in New York, it also helps to put it, but especially if you're not, because I feel like brands aren't ever going to assume that you're going to Fashion Week, especially if you're on the West Coast, because that's pretty far away. And I don't think brands are really going to take the time to reach out to creators and be like, hey, are you going? Like, it's more of just like, they're going to see if you're going or not. And then if you are, then they'll reach out. Otherwise, they're not going to spend that extra time to reach out, if that makes sense. So it's like, you want to make it as easy as possible for the brands to see that you're going.
Yeah, it's so fun putting in our bios, like, and everyone, you could just, it's cool because then you can see, like, everyone who's going just from the bios. Like, people would just put Fashion Week, you can message them, meet up, like, bring that back, honestly.
And then also just emailing brands who have roots in New York that you know, or brands that are based, because I feel like there are so many, and especially PR brands and agencies too, even if they're on the West Coast, a lot of them will activate on the East Coast for Fashion Week, because I feel like it is such a big time in the fashion world and there's so much going on. So it doesn't hurt to just kind of reach out to any connections that you might have to see if they're hosting any type of activation that week, whether they're doing a gifting suite or having an event or partnering with a brand to invite creators to the shows. Like, you never know. And I feel like every year the frustrating thing was, I feel like we would get invited to a really cool show from a PR agency. And then the next year we would reach out to that agency, the same one, and be like, hey, we're going to be back in New York for Fashion Week. Like, we would absolutely love to go to the show again if there's, you know, opportunity. And then they would be like, oh, we don't rep them anymore. Like, they kind of, the shows kind of bounce around in the brands.
Yeah. You have to find out which one.
You have to figure out which one it's at. So that's why I feel like it's a good idea to reach out to all of them, you know, because you have no idea who they're repping this year and who's signed with who and who's promoting who. This information isn't really posted anywhere. If you, I don't know, like, I just feel like you never know who's repping who. So it doesn't hurt to shoot your shot and just be like, hey, I'm going to Fashion Week this year. Are you guys doing any activations, working with any brands? Like, would love to show up and support whatever. I feel like that's what we typically do. So
yeah,
but again, there's no really way to do it.
There's you so just many kind of
to put yourself out there.
New agencies that pop up like throughout the year. I kind of just like clock in my head like which agencies are where, and I think that's a good idea, like throughout the year. And just if you know you're going to New York Fashion Week, just remember which brands have New York in their bios when they email you. But I feel like the classic ones that are always like repping or doing something in New York are Factory PR, Purple. I feel like ICA does New York Fashion Week stuff. They're, I don't know if they have a New York office, but they definitely have an LA office and have like clients all over. I can't really remember. Bold, is that one?
Yeah, I feel like why that's a good one.
That's like, yeah, like, that's in my head, so maybe.
But it's like interesting because I think Bold does like a lot of fragrance, and you would think like, oh, I like that's not going to help me at New York. But I feel like a lot of fragrances from the designers actually activate and have really cool events. So it's like if they're repping YSL fragrances, like that's really cool, because then if YSL fragrance is doing, like YSL Beauty is doing an activation, you could potentially get connected through that avenue. So like you truly never know who's doing what, when. I love when people post on their close friend stories and they post the invite and they're like, is anyone going to this? And you like screenshot that info real fast and like,
and you can email and be like, hey.
Yeah. Well, I feel like too, being on the West Coast is slightly a disadvantage because you're not, you don't have the in with all those brands and everything that obviously the New York creators do that they're working with all the time. So I feel like you really have to put yourself out there and make it known as loud as you can through social media that you're going. So but then, okay, so then I feel like also as the years went on, as we went, the first year I think was the craziest because we just had no idea what to expect. We said yes to every event, every show, everything, and we were exhausted. We were tired. We were unwell, but it was so fun because that was the first year that we just like had no idea. So we were like, we're just going to do it all. But I think as the years progressed, we got a little more selective with our time and our schedules and trying to get from place to place. And so I feel like it's a good reminder that it's okay to have downtime and it's okay to not be going to every single show because people are going to be posting on their stories all the things they're going to. And I feel like it does become a comparison game very, very quickly, especially if you're in the middle of it. You see like, oh my gosh, all these people, they're going to all these shows and these events. Why didn't I get invited? So I think it's just a good reminder that it is okay to have downtime. And honestly, now I feel like I would prefer that downtime. Like, I think I would rather be more selective than overpack my schedule at this point.
Yeah, it can be super draining, but yeah, I think at the end of the day, like you said, it is a comparison game. And I feel like you can get really hard on yourselves when you're in situations and big events like this. And it does not say anything about you. You also have no idea how this person got into this event. They could have been a plus one. They could have like had a family friend like who works, you know, you just like never know. And so you just cannot compare yourself in these situations because you will. I think that is, it's like natural, but then you have to catch it and be like, okay.
And literally, I think my schedule says nothing about me. Yeah. Another thing too is you can be proactive. And if once New York Fashion Week has started, if you see someone post an event or anything, showroom, store visit, whatever, reach out to those brands via DM if you have their email. Because sometimes I feel like brands have events over a couple days because they'll do time slots or they'll break it up into like 2 or 3 days to just to spread it out. So maybe if you see it on the first day, you can reach out and maybe they'll have some openings on their second or third day. So I feel like that's another way to get events or opportunities once you're there. And if you don't have a lot and you see someone post something, I feel like it never hurts to do that. So that's another way to maybe get something on the books as well. But I think just overall, it's super important when you do go just to show up, show your face, establish yourself, get your content, because then I feel like that'll set you up for success for the following year, because then you have New York Fashion Week content that you can promote the next year earlier and then reach out to brands and be like, hey, I went to Fashion Week last year. Here's kind of the content I created. I'm going to do something similar. Would love to, you know, attend, promote, whatever. So even if you're just going and you're showing up and you're networking and you're just meeting people when you can, I feel like, honestly, that's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely would meet PR reps, agents, whatever. And they would consistently invite us every single year just because we met them that one time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely go to whatever you can, whatever you get invited to, if it's your first time, for sure. You can be selective if you really don't think it's worth your time, but also just have an open mind about everything.
Yeah. I think some things turn out, I feel like it's so hit or miss. Like some things definitely turn out way better than you expected. And then some things you have these really high hopes for and they're kind of like a bust. And I feel like you just never know which one it's going to be. So you're already there. You might as well put yourself out there, go for a little bit. If it's not the vibe you were looking for, you can always just like connect with the PR rep, say hi, and then be like, oh, I'm off to the next thing. So nice to, you know, connect. At least you get to meet them in person, because I think that's super helpful. But yeah, I feel like that is one thing we also learned is like the expectations of these things. So just over the years you gain experience, you kind of know like who does what and like what to look for. But I think one of the learning experiences we had was giving ourselves enough time to get from show to show, depending on locations. If you're not from New York and you haven't been to the city, on a map, things look like they're close together, but New York traffic is on another level and it truly could take you 30 minutes to an hour to go a couple blocks, depending what time it is, what area you're in. And I think in the first couple years, we didn't really realize that. And so you would book things like back to back because it's like maybe something's 1 to 3 and then you're going something that's 3 to 4 and then you booked another showroom from 4 to 5. And like if you don't leave early enough, then you have, then you miss it. And then if you don't get there in time, they shut the door. So it's like very strategic and you have to know what type of event you're going to and when you need to leave for it. Because obviously if it's a showroom or a presentation, then it's not as strict on timing. It's kind of more come and go, just like get in between the hours that are listed. But if it's a show, it's definitely like very firm. So that's definitely something we learned along the way.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I feel like we always try to stay around Soho because we, I think that's pretty much where a lot of the things are and it's like pretty central. Also you can shoot a lot around Soho. So if you don't know where to stay, I feel like it always is a good idea to stay around there. And I'm trying to remember like where the other areas were that everything was around, but I feel like Soho is always good and it's cute.
Yeah. I love Soho. It can just kind of get a little pricey. And I feel like over the years too, that's another thing that's really changed is everything used to be at, Spring Studios, but they don't do that anymore. So like the hotel we stayed at would be really close to that, so we could walk, which was nice. But then I think a year or two ago, they, like, New York Fashion Week, the brand or the company didn't renew their partnership with Spring Studios, so they stopped it. So that's been a change. And then I feel like there were also a lot of events at or around Pier 59. I feel like I still see a couple pop up there, but now it kind of seems like it's more sporadic, and I think brands are trying to get a little more creative with where they're doing it. Like, I think it was maybe 2 years ago or last year. It had to have been 2 years ago. I think L'Agence did, what was it? What is it called? Like Gotham City Hall or something like that. I don't know.
I don't remember.
But like every year L'Agence has done a different location. And so I feel like that's what they do in Paris as well. So I think brands were like, well, I kind of want to get a little more creative with the location instead of just doing your classic Spring Studios where it's just a runway with a white backdrop, basically. And now they're doing it in cool, like, high-rise apartment buildings or, like, I don't know. I feel like I've just seen a lot more variety over the past year or so. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like now it's kind of all over the place. So just when you are creating your schedule, make sure you kind of look at a map and see how long it's going to take, like, you to get from one place to another. And then add like another 30 minutes just to be safe, because
if you're Ubering, I think people take I think it's quicker to take the subway. I don't even know what it's called. Like, we never really took that just for safety.
I think
reasons.
We did the first year because we were with a friend who was comfortable with it. But I think I don't know, when you're kind of like dressed up and you have a lot of stuff on you, it's a little bit of not as a safe situation. Too. Yeah. And then post-COVID, obviously, things were, like, not the best. And I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure the girls who live there take it and are totally
honestly,
fine. But
if you guys, like, want some inside info and, like, that actual scoop on, like, where maybe everything is, like, if they feel comfortable taking the subway, like, just DM a New York girly, because
yeah,
I feel like that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you guys feel personally, safe on
I like
the subway?
To take Ubers. Yeah. I like to take Ubers because I like to see the city as we're driving around and like take it all in. And obviously when you're underground, you can't see anything. So that's how I justify Uber rides, because I just want to like take it all in. But yeah, definitely. But still, you have to wait for them. You have to wait for the trains to come. Yeah. And then sometimes they're late. Sometimes you miss it, whatever. So it kind of could still take the same amount of time in my head. So it's up to you. It's definitely personal preference and budget and whatnot. But yeah, I think it's all overall, it's just a really good learning experience. And I think once you kind of get 1 year under your belt, then you feel a lot more comfortable going into the next year, and you have content to share with brands that you can show them of what you've done. I don't know. Obviously, when you do something, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get doing it. And so same thing with Fashion Week. And then you can kind of get a little more adventurous with your schedules and whatnot. But yeah, so there's shows, and then I feel like we've saw a lot less shows over the years and a lot more events and presentations instead, which I think is a lot more affordable for these brands, because you're not like a show is what, 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes total. And you're like paying for all this hair and makeup and models and outfit changes all for a 30 to 45 minute time slot. And then it's done. Whereas like now if brands are having events or the presentations, again, like L'Agence always did a presentation. I feel like Alice and Olivia always does a presentation where you go in and then it's like a 2 to 3 hour window. You can get more people through the door. It's basically the model just standing there with the outfit on.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
You can see it better, honestly.
You can see it better. And also, I feel like they make it an experience. Like, it's always a luxe experience. Well, usually luxe experience. It's fun. You get to see people. And I think that they just are able to get more eyes on their brand, because with the craziness of schedules, like, you're able to fit it in where you can on your schedule. So yeah, there's definitely more presentations now. I'm curious to see how it goes this year.
And obviously shows are really cool, because when you're posting on stories, you get the really cool videos. But I just feel like over the years, there was just such a drastic drop with them. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this year goes. I feel like it's going to be maybe a little more like half-half. I don't know. We'll see.
I know.
I'm excited to see. And then, yeah, basically at the end of the day, if it's your first time especially, you are faking it until you make it. A lot of people, especially on social media, are really good at romanticizing their experience. And it's definitely an Instagram versus reality moment for sure.
Yeah.
Because on stories, you make it look so glamorous and fun, but you're not posting that you're running however many blocks to get somewhere, the blisters on your feet, the dehydration, the lack of sleep, like obviously because that's not fun to post. And so you're not seeing that aspect. You're seeing everyone's outfits and the hair and makeup and the cool shows and the events. And honestly, I feel like there's nothing wrong with romanticizing it, but just remember that people share highlights at the end of the day. I think that's the biggest thing.
I think one of the biggest things we also learned is how cool something looks on social media. And it's actually like, that's what we're talking about when we say expectations versus reality. A lot of these things are really just for social media. So
truly, like you get there, you show up and you're like, that's it. Like, I think,
yeah, like this is it.
We went to this event like what, 3 years ago, and it was an after party, and we get there and they have that backdrop, the step and repeat. That's like where you take photos. And it literally was like at this random bar, and this step and repeat was out there with no one, no photographers,
no
nothing.
One was there.
We're like, whatever. So we took some photos in front of it. And obviously when you zoom in on stories and then you post it, you only see the backdrop. So it like looked like we walked to this really cool red carpet step and repeat situation. But in reality, it was like raining and there was nobody out there.
No one. I think everyone was just like taking their own photos outside like this backdrop, which is so funny because you just imagine it to be this really luxe, like photographers everywhere, whatever. And sometimes it is like that, but sometimes it's really not.
And which is okay. It's like you can make the best of every situation.
It was so fun.
Oh, so fun. But it was just like such a funny situation that like it looked so cool on social media. And it was in fact the most like basic situation to be in. So and yeah, just some things to learn from that we learned over the years. There is so much walking, so make sure you just wear comfortable shoes or pack them with you. Like, we always bring a tote around with us, which is kind of annoying to carry, but it's so worth it, honestly, because like the amount you're walking and the streets are uneven. Some of it's cobblestone, some of it's cement, some of it there's like no, I don't even know like what you're walking on. And so just having your tennis shoes with you or just comfortable shoes in general was such a lifesaver because I mean, I'm sure the girlies in New York are walking blocks in their heels, but us West Coast girlies are not used to that. And so we just pack the shoes that we are gonna like shoot our outfit with and then wear our comfy shoes there, change our shoes, take our photo, and then change our shoes back and keep walking. And I feel like that saved us so much because I think the first 1 or 2 years, we did not do that. We're like, oh, we got this, no problem. And my feet were unwell. Like, they hurt so bad.
Yes, I bought the from Hollywood Secrets, that brand that has like all the tips and tricks. They have a numbing spray. And it works like to an extent, but they have like a travel size you can easily throw in your purse. So that's a good little hack. But yeah, definitely bringing shoes and bags was the lifesaver in that case.
Yeah. And like you walk so much, you get to a point where like you just can't walk anymore. And like it would almost be so bad that if you took your shoe off, it was even worse. You know what I mean? So like you just want to have those comfy shoes with you and just not deal with it, because unless you know you're Ubering around or you're driving around and you're not going to be walking that much, I would rather carry my shoes and not be in loads of pain, basically. So that was huge. Just giving yourself enough time to get places. We touched on this a little bit, but basically we always like to plan ahead, like before we even leave, like where we're staying, like what the schedule looks like. And like when we write out the schedule, like write out like travel time and walk time so you can be realistic. Because sometimes you want to stay at certain events a little longer, or you're talking to a PR rep, or you're meeting up with friends, and you need to know like when your hard cutoff time is to make it to the next event and be like, I really got to go. I'm going to like the next thing that's however far away. Because I feel like for us here, like in LA, I feel like you definitely kind of get used to like planning time. But I feel like New York is on another level after that. And like time goes by so fast when you're there. So I think just giving yourself enough time and knowing when you need to be where and when you need to leave, basically. So. Yeah. That's always been stressful. So the more you prep and plan for that, the better equipped you'll be in those situations. So,
yeah.
And then basically, I think just don't take on too many partnerships at the end of the day, because you don't want to stress yourself out and you want to actually be able to enjoy your time there. I feel like one or two is probably good. Mm-hmm. Because you also want to like have fun and wear your outfits and, you know, not be tied to a super strict schedule, because that can be stressful, especially with your with the group. I feel like those are kind of the main tips we've always taken away.
Yeah. And if a brand wants to work with you during something as exciting as New York Fashion Week or any, you know, like big trips and stuff, like remember you can always just maybe charge a little bit more, because that's a good that's a good spot.
It's valuable time, and you're potentially giving up other opportunities or events or shows to work with this brand, be with this brand, create content for this brand, whatever the situation is. So, yeah, just don't stress yourself out, because I feel like being there, especially if it is your first time, can be stressful in itself. So,
yes, and you can be present
and enjoy it more. Oh, and then another thing, too, is if you're a foodie like me, you want to make your reservations ahead of time, because a lot of these places book up. And I feel like one of the really fun parts about New York is the food scene. Like, I feel like their food is just so yummy and so good. And there's so many fun places to visit. But especially during Fashion Week, it's just so busy. It's better to just have those reservations just in case. So I feel like if you want to do that, like, start doing that now, basically. So that's another tip. So, yeah, so that's basically New York Fashion Week and just tips and tricks and things that we've noticed over the years, that we've done over the years, and it does change slightly every year. So this is, I feel like, the best tips we can give without really knowing exactly what this year will look like. But yeah, and then so New York, and then we were talking about how New York is a little later this year, because normally when we would go, it would end by September 11th, September 12th, because we would always be iffy flying home on the 11th.
Yeah.
But now it's, it's starting. It starts the 11th now, which is basically a whole week later.
Which is a whole week later. I wonder why they did that. And I wonder if it's because it's so hot. And
I was going to say, I wonder if it has to do with the weather.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder how they decide. But yeah, everything is so much later this year. Paris Fashion Week is the first week of October, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, because it would always be over. It would always, I think I would always leave Paris like October 2nd. Like it would always be over at the very beginning of October. And now it's basically the first week of October, which is so interesting. And I feel like in Paris, it rains a lot in October. So I feel like the weather's not the best in Paris at that time versus a week before. I don't know. So interesting. But yeah, so because New York is later, that pushes them all back. So then it's what? New York, London, or is it New York, Milan, London, Paris? I don't either. But it's always kind of annoying because New York was the first one and Paris is always the last one. Mm-hmm. So there's always that like lull time in the middle. Yeah. So moving on to Paris Fashion Week, I think it's the same vibe as New York in the fact that if you want to go, book your flight, book your hotel and go situation. New York is very influencer heavy these days, whereas I feel like Paris is slowly getting there, but it is still very like high-end, top designers. Like that's where Chanel, YSL, Dior, all of the designers that you pretty much know are at. So just a different vibe. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. All this, I feel like more of them go to Paris than New York. Like, yeah, A-list celebrities, actors, musicians, K-pop, all of it. It's all in Paris, yeah, heavy basically. On the K-pop.
It was a lot when we went.
Yeah. But the cool thing, too, about Paris is that I think the location of the shows are a lot more public because they basically say where every show is, because some designers do it the same place every year and then some designers switch it up. But a lot of them are kind of street facing, where they're not as closed off as like New York is always inside, like in a building for the most part. I feel like so you can't go outside.
Yeah. And oh my god, I think that's the funnest part of Paris Fashion Week. Like, you actually feel like you're in it and you're at the shows, and meanwhile, like while the show is going on, there's a whole street style scene outside of the show. So like everyone meets up who loves fashion and like went to Fashion Week. Everyone meets up outside the shows, and then the photographers are just taking photos of everyone like street style.
Like the normal people like us doing street style versus like the celebs and whatnot.
It's so funny. Like, it's so fun. And I still feel like people don't know about that yet. And I think that's why it's so fun. Like the street style scene. But they don't have that in New York, I don't think. So it does feel a little bit more like a fashion week in Paris if you're not even going to that many events. Because, like, when we went, we'd just be like, okay, YSL's at this time. Like, Dior's at – like, we – it felt like they were on our schedules.
Yeah. You know? And we were going and showing up the shows were starting. And then you can see, like, everyone walking in. And then while the show's going on, everyone's on the – live watching the actual show from the outside if you couldn't see it, and then beforehand and after, all the street style photographers are taking photos of just like anyone. Like if they like your outfit, they'll approach you and just be like, hey, can I get photos of you? And I feel like that's how people get really cool photos there. And again, it's romanticizing it and making it look like you're at these shows, but you're not actually inside at them, if that makes sense. But yeah, I feel like a lot more creators have been going to Paris Fashion Week over the years, and a lot more brands have started to activate and do events or like host smaller shows there. Like Revolve does a showroom there now. What's that one brand? Wild Rose? The dresses? Yeah.
I think it's Wild Rose and Sparrow.
Okay, yeah, they do a show there.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't remember the other ones, but I'm sure there's going to be more this year, like small brands, small designers. And they're always just like stunning because all the locations and venues in Paris are stunning. So even like if it's a small budget, it's still so pretty and so photo content worthy. And yeah.
Yeah. And there, and like Paris, I think, still has smaller brands and shows you can attend. So it's not like you're going and there's not going to be anything. And I feel like there's Paris-based brands that'll sometimes do things like Cezanne or Clarins, or like every year's so different. But I feel like there's always little things that are popping up. So it's like a really fun reason to go to Paris and like a really good excuse.
Yeah.
And that, like, I don't know, but like, you think the air in New York feels magical? Wait till you go to Paris Fashion Week. That air is on like another level because everyone is so enthusiastic about it. And like, I don't know, like, I feel like in New York, when you're walking on the streets, going to show or whatever, people are very kind of judgy, if that makes sense. Like, you're just casually walking yourself on the street. But in Paris, like, everybody knows, like, it's Fashion Week, the outfits are out to play, like, people are dressed to the nines, like, and the vibe is also different in Paris too. So if you are planning outfits, I feel like New York is a lot more, not casual, but compared to Paris, like a casual street style vibe almost, whereas Paris is very like elevated, chic, luxurious, with like, I don't know. So just if you are going to Paris, make sure you kind of research and look up like Paris Fashion Week outfit inspo, just to it is very different than New York, I'll just say. So yeah. It's not like no crop tops, less fast fashion. I feel like that's how I would describe it. I don't know.
In Paris, just like everyone has designer and it's all like understated luxury. But like everyone, just your random girly on the street, random moms, like just it's not like that in the US, I feel like. So yeah. It just feels very upscale.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, it is the basically designer capital of the world. And so I feel like they just host these iconic shows at all these iconic landmarks. And it's just like such a crazy experience. Like last year, I feel like every year actually, we always run into the YSL show and you can actually see basically the whole thing. Like mm-hmm. one of the first years, it was kind of by the Eiffel Tower and it was completely fenced off, but you could still, it had openings in the set design where you could see all the celebrities driving up, walking up the stairs to the show. And then once the show started, you could see the runway basically like from the side. Yes, you're not like full view, but like you could zoom in and see things, which is so crazy. And then last year it was at their headquarters in Paris and basically just like in their really big courtyard, they built this whole setup and you could hear the music. You could see the models walking in the circle, like see all the celebrities coming and going who wanted to be seen. I feel like we saw so many celebrities coming out of that show, like getting into their cars. It was so like, I think it was Lenny Kravitz. He was just walking up and down the road, like saying hi to people.
Yeah, I know.
Just so crazy. Like.
And I remember we went to dinner after like the Dior show, and then next to us happened to be the set designer, I'm pretty sure, at Dior.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy too.
Just, yeah. It's pretty wild. And
it's definitely a different experience. So if you're like, oh, well, I'm going to New York, like, I don't want to go to Paris, it's the same thing. It's definitely not. It's definitely, I feel like, a completely different experience. And being in Paris during Fashion Week, I think, is one of the most magical times you can go. Like, it's just so, there's just something in the air and it's really fun. So, and then the place that we used to stay, our Airbnb, we could see them setting up for the Louis Vuitton show last year. Yeah,
this is like,
which is like by the Louvre.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's crazy too. I don't know. It's all just, they're both very different and I feel like you can do different things there. They're both great places for content, outfits. So even if you're going just for that, honestly, that's such a good experience. And then you never know who you can meet, who you're going to run into, what brands might see that you're there. So it's definitely worth the shot if you're interested. And I feel like if you plan ahead of time, you can get pretty good priced flights for both. And if you stay in certain areas, you can get like reasonable like Airbnb or hotel prices, especially if you're splitting it with a group of people. So it's definitely, I feel like, not as expensive as people would think. Like you can definitely do it on a budget if that's what you're looking to do to just get there. So
yeah, I think that's a fun reason to go to Paris. Like have a girls trip. I'm sure mm-hmm. everyone wants to go. Like just message some girls. I'm sure someone will go with you if that's something you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I think like overall, if I had to pick one, I would just pick Paris because it's my favorite city in the entire world. And I just love it so much. And the vibes are just so insane and crazy. But if you're not able to go to Paris for whatever reason, I think New York is so great too. I think New York kind of had a dip or a lull for a little bit, but I think it's coming back. I think people are feeling rejuvenated and re-inspired mm-hmm. and it's like back on the up and up. I think last year was like looked pretty good. We didn't go, but I think it looked pretty good. And so I feel like this year, why wouldn't it be the same? So I feel like they're both going to be really good this year. But yeah. I think that's pretty much it. Any other Paris tips? I'm trying to think of any other like, oh, and the other great thing about Paris, same as New York too, but like with Paris, you can go and do so many things besides Fashion Week.
Right.
You can go to the Louvre and do those tours. Definitely book a reservation at Crazy Horse and go see that show because that is so good, so fun. Such fun activities for a group. Like you can do all the Paris things during the day. And then you do all the like Paris Fashion Week things during the night, and it's just so fun.
Yeah, and it's
you can get a whole experience
to run around the city. I think it's so fun. It's just like, why wouldn't you go if you want to go to Paris?
Yeah,
it really gives you an excuse to just like run around the city, and like you have things to do.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. So I would say if you can, if you're wanting to go, do it. Just book, find a group to go with you. I feel like a solid group could be like 4 people, split hotel rooms, Airbnbs, whatever. And yeah, totally worth it. Such good experiences. I feel like that we have experiences that we will talk about forever and like tell our kids about them. And like, it's just such a fun time. So hopefully this has inspired you guys to go if you were on the fence about it. And you can always DM us questions too. We can answer with our best ability. We just haven't been to New York in a hot second. So, but we can do our best and help you guys. Yes. So, because it's so fun. But to wrap up this episode, do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Angel. I think her name is Angel, but her Instagram handle is at Angel_Clark, C-L-A-R-K _. And she's just a super sweet, supportive listener. She shared us on her Instagram stories, which we really love and appreciate the support. Also, she's a pink girly. She has just like the cutest girly pink style. So check her out, and shout out to you, Angel. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, we appreciate all the story shares, the episode shares, anything, the comments on the posts and whatnot. We appreciate it, guys, so much. But we hope you guys have an amazing week this week. Soak up summer if that's what you're doing. Start prepping for fall if that's what you're doing. For me, it's happy fall. I'm like, happy sweater weather, even though it's not. In my head, it is.
That's 90 degrees.
And I'm just, living in delusion over here. But hope you guys have an amazing week, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.